Okay? And the opposite of that, if he's in very good condition and muscular, you'd say he's big and...
hearty.
Or? He can lift heavy weights.
Strong, big and strong.
Right. Would you ever use stout to mean strong?
Yeah, I was called stout all my life.
Okay. Does it ever mean overweight?
Yep.
But does it mean strong and overweight, or does it...
Well, with me, it just meant overweight.
Oh. Can it mean just strong without being overweight?
Yeah, it could. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I was strong. I guess it means strong, mainly.
Okay. Did you ever hear stout used to describe butter turning bad?
No.
Okay. If someone has a good disposition and is easy to get along with, you'd say he's very...
easygoing.
Mm-hmm. All right, anything else? Everybody likes him, he's so...
happy-go-lucky.
Hmm. A boy in his teens often can't walk through a room without falling all over everything. You say he's very...
dumb. He's clumsy.
Okay. Anything else?
I can't think of anything.
All right, fine. A person who does things that don't make any sense. You say he's just a plain...
fool.
Okay. Do you have... you don't have any inhibitions about using the word fool?
Well, it seems like I used to, but I never knew why.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, some people don't use it.
Yeah.
Okay. Then...
what's the story on that?
Well, some people say that there's a prohibition in the Bible if you call your brother... he who calls his brother a fool is in danger of hellfire. I'm not familiar with that particular text myself.
I'm not either.
But I think very strongly Bible-oriented families have that idea. A person who will never spend a cent is a...
miser.
Or?
Tidewad.
Okay. And I don't think we've already discussed this. If you used the word common about a person, what would you mean?
Trashy.
Mm-hmm. Would you say the word?
Common.
Mm-hmm. It's never a compliment.
Huh? Never a compliment,
you
would, no.
If you said those are just common folks, you'd...
You make it hard, yeah.
Well, it might be that you wouldn't say though they're just common.
Well, that's
folks.
True. That's now you've got me hung between the two,
uh-huh.
My past,
uh-huh.
And now.
Uh-huh.
I was brought up with common folks were just like you, like us.
Yeah.
Common folks like us.
Yeah.
It's it's a way of saying that they think like we do,
mm-hmm.
They act like we do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's I've changed, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think of that now.
Mm-hmm. Fine. That's a good distinction. An old man is still very strong and he doesn't show his age. You say he's still...
young.
Okay, or any other terms you might use, he's still very...
frisky.
Okay. Suppose it were a child that's extremely active, hyperactive.
Hyper.
Okay. Let's see. If the children are out later than usual, you say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
worried.
Or...
concerned.
Or... you wouldn't say you felt easy. You felt... opposite of easy is...
hard.
No. And the un-form.
Uneasy.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm...
afraid.
A person who gets afraid easily is kind of...
scared.
Okay, and a place that is frightening would be a what kind of place?
Scary.
Okay. There's a song, The Old Gray Mare, She Ain't What She...
used to be.
What would your negative form of used to be?
Didn't used to be.
Okay, that's mine too. Let's see, you said this, but I'll ask the question anyway. You said it some time ago in another context. Somebody who makes a lot of mistakes in his addition, you say he's very...
I've forgotten.